with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Democrats are growing concerned over new data about voters. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports voters are leaving the party in droves.
According to a new analysis of voter registration data by the New York Times, fewer and fewer Americans are choosing to be Democrats. The exodus is occurring in battleground states, the bluest states, even the reddest states. The Times says Democrats lost about 2.1 million registered voters between the 2020 and 2024 elections in 30 states, along with Washington, D.C., that allow people to register with a political party. Republicans gained 2.4 million. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump is eyeing Chicago as the next city to launch his anti-crime plans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After ordering a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to the streets here in the nation's capital, the president says Chicago could be his next target.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president claimed that people in Chicago are screaming for us to come. After that, he says he'll try and help New York. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President J.D. Vance is defending the new congressional map recently approved by the Texas Senate. Vance said that Democratic gerrymandering has made these redistricting efforts necessary. Vance said all Republicans are doing this, trying to make the national situation a little more fair. The map was adopted early Saturday on a party line vote over fierce Democratic opposition. Trump had called for the new map to increase the House majority ahead of the midterm elections. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is doing just fine, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a study by the American Life League, the nation's largest abortion business continues to prosper despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, making about $450 million a year in pro-life states alone. Planned Parenthood has raised a huge national hue and cry over pro-life laws and restrictions on its taxpayer funding. But the ALL research indicates that the giant abortion provider is not likely to be going bankrupt anytime in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule. Last fall, there was a public ceremony to commemorate a Romanian fascist leader. Before World War II, there were 800,000 Jews living in Romania. Today, there are just 2,500 living in Romania. This is SRN News. Former Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect some big changes to California's election map if the majority Democrats have their way.
What you want to do is take where you have pockets of Republicans and divide them, so you break them up. And where you have pockets of Democrats, you divide them as well in order to move them to where there are pockets of Republicans and make the numbers work so you have majority Democrats in more and more places.
Officials in Louisiana say crews are still on the scene of a fire at a large manufacturing plant that forced a mandatory evacuation order. Friday's explosion rocked the town of Roseland, east of Baton Rouge. As of early this morning, the fire was 90% contained. No injuries were reported, but Louisiana State Police are urging nearby residents to remain inside as hazmat teams collect samples in the area. More details at SRNnews.com.